everybody. Here we are. It's the eighth message that I'll have recorded from my kitchen table since we've met. Who would have ever thought that we would be in this place at this time 8 weeks later? But I do believe the end is in sight. I think there's light at the end of the tunnel. And hopefully we'll be together soon to worship all together in Trinity. But for the meantime, I have a message for this week, and it comes from the lectionary, and I'd like to read to you the scripture that comes out of John chapter 14. But before I do that, I want to say a special happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. I'm sure that it's really hard, especially for those of you who are not able to be with your kids or your grandkids today, to give them a hug, or those of you who can't be with your own mom. And it's just really is difficult. And I pray that this is the last time that we'll ever have to go through something like this again. So I thank you for all the moms, and a special shout out to my beautiful wife and my daughter-in-law, who's also a mom, and my mom, who's down in Florida. Love you all. So let's read from John chapter 14, the first verse. Jesus says, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it is not enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe on account of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do. And greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it." The Gospel of the Lord. I know you've heard these, many of you have heard these words many times before, man. You've heard me say them often. They're the words that are used at a funeral service. So maybe it's a little ironic that they came up today. Maybe we're having a funeral and we're going to put this virus to bed. But no, I think the appropriate thing in here is to really look and dissect what Jesus is saying here. I love the first verse here, and his first words are, "Let not your hearts be troubled." So why would the disciples have been troubled? Well, it was in the previous chapter, Jesus had said to him, he said, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus answered him, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you will follow afterward." Peter said to him, "Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Jesus answered, "Will you lay down your life for me? Truly, truly, I say to you, the rooster will not crow till you have denied me three times." I don't want to dwell on that part, but I wanted to I want to focus on the fact that here are the disciples. They've been with Jesus for a length of time, and they're very, very troubled that things are not playing out the way they thought they would. And Jesus notices this. So the beauty of what he says, and I think we can learn a lot from this, is he tells them, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me." You see, he's addressing their fears, but he's not focusing on them. He's directing the focus of the fear they have to him. When he says, "Let not your hearts be troubled, believe in God," okay, this is something we want to do, "but also believe in me. I'm here with you now." So he takes that away, and then he gets in and he says, "In my Father's house a place are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that? I go to prepare a place for you." You see, Jesus is focusing on how much he values that relationship that we have with him and he has with us. In the context of this scripture, the place in my Father's house, that is God himself preparing in his heart for us a room, a place in that relationship that is designated just for us. So in our times of trouble, when we're focused on the fear, then we can become paralyzed. And if we were to just take a look at this virus, this situation, and where we were 8 weeks ago, I remember our last time we met at Trinity, we were just absolutely stunned because we really didn't know what we were seeing. There was this fear of the unknown, man, Pete. And I can't say how many times that I've talked to many of you during this time, and you've all said, "Well, gosh, I believe that during this time that God is really trying to get us more on our knees." And I've agreed with each and every one of us. He's wanted us to take this time away to spend time on him. But even so, the news around us has not always been the best. So it's easy for us to have focused on the fear than it is on Jesus himself. And so I really love then what Thomas says, and probably the most consequential verse for a Christian in scripture is John chapter 14, verse 6. It's one that absolutely defines who we are. When Thomas says, "Lord, we do not know where you are going." So they're focusing on what they see. They're not focusing on the whole context of what they've seen and what Jesus has told us and reminded them. And Jesus says to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Powerful words. No more powerful words did Jesus ever say during his entire ministry than telling Thomas and the disciples right there where the focus should be. And as long as the focus is on that path, on Christ himself, that will alleviate all the fears that we have. You see, during this time of unprecedented time, I mean, it's been just crazy. All the things that we've seen and all the... just I know many of you have been touched by this virus, maybe directly or maybe indirectly, but you've been touched by it. Maybe you know someone who's had it. You've lost someone to it. You know someone who's suffered through it. You know, I'm sure by now, many of you know somebody who's lost their job or isn't sure if they're going to have a place to go work when this gets better. So there's this imminent fear out there of something we can't see, but we expect to happen. And in this passage here, Jesus is telling us what happens when we take our focus away from the fear and place it on him. Because what is Jesus saying that he is? He's saying, first of all, he's saying, I am the way. I am the way. Well, who wouldn't want to go the way he's going? Who wouldn't want to go where he is? And he's reminding us in that passage that he is. And then he says, I am the truth. Wow, there's a powerful word right there. It's probably, I would say, a word that's misused and misguided and stretched and twisted more often than anything else in this. Well, such and such doctor said, you have to do this. And then such and such said this, and somebody said this. No, Jesus is saying, wait a minute. I am the truth. So here again, he's taking us away from all the noise and focusing on the truth. And the truth is who he is. He's God's only son. I am the way, the truth, and the life. So when you know the way, which is through him, and you know he is who he says he is, you find life. You find life. Isn't that really what we want in this? Many people are probably itching to get outside, and maybe you're anxious to just call and throw a big party at your house and have everybody over. Or maybe you just want to go out with friends and have a nice dinner. Or more importantly, maybe you want to be in a situation where you see somebody you haven't seen in a while and give them a big old hug and let them know you love them. You see, Jesus is telling us where we need to put our focus on him. So therefore, when we go out, we know that day is going to come. We know it's coming because he told us he is the way, he's the truth, and the life. Now here's the hard part. Here's the thing that many Christians struggle with, especially in today's society where everybody wants to be inclusive, and Jesus is kind of saying, well, wait a minute, there's only one way to the Father. He doesn't say, I am a way, or I can be a way. No, he's saying, I am the way. So the way I interpret that, pretty much what he said. He's the way. And so it's interesting that he also goes in there and he says, he tells people, he says, no one comes to the Father except through me. Wow. Wow. You see, I think during this pandemic and all this time alone, that we should as Christians and as the church be able to go out and just help people with all we have to alleviate their fears, to show people why, what is different about us. It's simply because we know the way. We know what the truth is, and we know where there's life. And that's where Jesus is. So I believe with my whole heart that this pandemic will end, and hopefully it ends very soon. And I believe the day will come again where we can get together and worship. But I also think that in this, that God has really wanted us to focus on our relationship with him. And because of that, because we've spent time praying for others, praying for the virus, not just to not affect our family, but to not affect any family, wherever they are, we also pray that there will be a cure, a vaccine. Who cares where it comes from? We just care that there is one. But most importantly, we know that when we go in Jesus' name. You see, Jesus says, I am going to the Father wherever you ask in my name, this I will do that. the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. Don't you think that's a good place where we should be right now? Don't you think we should be asking God in Jesus' name to help us? I think that's the place to start. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time, even as difficult as it is, and how it's so blindsided us in every aspect of our lives. But most importantly, we thank you for the Son you have given us, our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, because we know that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And we know through him, we get to you. And we thank you for your grace and mercy. And we pray, Father, for all the mothers on this Mother's Day, that they will soon be reunited with their families. We pray also, dear Lord, that you will bring us together to do this to your glory and not to our own. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. God loves you, and so do I. Amen.